Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 6, and I want you to understand that 1 Samuel 6 is designed with wonder and beauty. Notice with me that at the beginning of the chapter, you have the Philistines calling on the priests and diviners for help. And those priests and diviners say that sacrifices and offerings must be offered to God in order to appease Him. And when you get on the back half of the text, you have Israelite priests offering sacrifices and offerings to the Lord. Also, notice the parallel or the bookends of the questions in this text. The text begins with the Philistines asking the question, "What shall we do with the Ark of the Lord?" In other words, how do we get rid of it? And at the end of the passage, a similar question is offered by the Israelites when they say, "Who's able to stand before the Lord, this holy God, and to whom shall he go up away from us?" And in the middle of the text, you have this very strange sequence with milk cows. So what exactly are we supposed to learn and love about this text? What would the first audience have learned from this text? How would this text have landed on them? Well, remember, in view of the prophetic tone and the time period of the divided monarchy, it seems very possible that Samuel was written to historically instruct the kings of Israel and Judah to cease placing their confidence in the natural strength of their military and in their possessions, and even placing their hope in their alliances, and to trust Yahweh, who has raised up over the nation all of those before them and disposed of those who continue to trust in their own strength, including the Israelites themselves. So as they read this story, they are being reminded of that exact thing, particularly with the question, "Who is able to stand before the Lord, this God? He is the powerful one of whom none can stand before and display their own strength and win." And did you know that's still true today? You can't stand before the Lord in your own strength and win. You need the help of someone stronger, mightier, someone who is perfect. You don't just need his help, you need his life indwelling in you. And that person is, of course, Jesus Christ. When you pray today, please remember Ashraf Sarah and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Maragoli LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.